the breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Jim Seals, one half of the duo Seals in Crofts, passed away on Monday at the age of 80. They haven't determined or at least shared what the cause of death is, but oh my gosh, they were such a big part of our life. Remember John Ford Coley? He said, "This is a hard one on so many levels. This is a musical era passing from me, and it will never pass this way again," as his song said, you know, kind of referring to "We May Never Pass This Way Again" from Seals and Crofton. And everybody is weighing in. Maybe that's not your era, but songs like "I'll Play For You," "Goodbye Old Buddies," "You're the Love," "We May Never Pass This Way Again," and of course "Summer Breeze" and "Diamond Girl" and "Get Closer." Oh my gosh, they were really a part of the musical scene in the 70s, and then tried to get back together in the 90s after breaking up in 1980 and never really panned out. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. It is 3:40. I'm Lisa Dent. Tom Skilling is, what do we call that, Bill? On remote, on assignment?
Lisa, first of all, good afternoon. It's great to talk to you. Happy Tuesday.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's always great to join you. Yeah, you know, I would say he's on assignment.
On assignment. This is Bill Snyder. He has worked with Tom Skilling for 25 years. We love talking weather on Tuesdays. It's brought to you by PermaSeal Basement Systems, and is part of that assignment covering what is happening on Lake Mead?
Yes, it is. It's sure. Tom is out in Las Vegas, and this is just one piece of a multifaceted climate change piece that he's going to put together here of various topics, and that will likely air sometime in the fall. I can just give you a preview on that, but yes, he is out west, where that area is in the worst drought in 1200 years. It's really been exceptional. 76% of the American West, Lisa, home to 55 million people, is in a state of severe to exceptional drought. So it's really, this isn't something that's just been going on for a year or two. It's been ongoing, and it has certainly impacted water levels on Lake Mead, which are Lake Mead and Lake Powell, which are the source of water and hydroelectric power for many of those residents out there, is at their lowest on record. And so that's
people rely on those reservoirs too.
They sure do. They sure do. And unfortunately, I don't see any relief, at least short term, in the near future, because it's really difficult for those areas to get any kind of substantial precipitation of meaning at this time of the year. It just doesn't happen.
I haven't worked on the radio in Southern California since 1992, but back in 1992, there was, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. I mean, that was the rule that you would abide by just to save water in 1992. And those are things that we've never spoke of here in the Midwest.
Right.
Certainly hasn't been an issue.
No.
But we're watching Lake Mead and Lake Powell like we're seeing bodies that are now coming to surface because the water's low. We're seeing boats that, you know, had sunk 50 years ago.
Right.
And now we're seeing walls collapse. And it's something that's got to be terrifying for people who live out there and rely on that water.
Yeah, no question about it. So, yeah, I'll be anxious to see, what Tom comes up with when what he finds is down there when he's investigating what the, potential, remedies for this problem. I don't know, but it's really a frightening situation, no question.
And they've got record-breaking heat out there. I see the forecast for Vegas today is 110, Phoenix 113.
Oh yeah,
and we know Tom isn't a big fan of that kind of weather, is he?
No. He was actually sending me text messages yesterday with a couple of charts of computer prog charts of predicted forecast temperatures in that area, and the subject line was "Arg." So yeah, no, I don't think Tom is. I mean, he's enjoying the warmer weather more so than he used to. I mean, when I first met Tom, it was strictly Alaska and only Alaska. That was his only vacation destination. But now he's at least exploring more warm weather destinations. But I don't think 110 degree heat was on the bingo card for him. Luckily he's only going to be down there for a few days. But nonetheless, you're right. That's they're getting ready for the hottest spell of weather in those areas. areas though so far this season. While we, on the other hand, are on the cool side of things, Lisa. We're being influenced by a northwesterly jet stream that's steering our winds out of Canada, and you know, a couple months ago that would really bring chilly weather, but at this time of the year it can be fairly pleasant because, you know, you're talking about areas up there who have more daylight than us, so the days are even longer than what we're seeing down here. So it's rather pleasant. You don't have any snow cover where the winds are trekking over snowpack. So you know, you bring the sun out, even with a northwesterly flow, the weather can be very pleasant this time of the year. And you know, when you think of what's going on out in those areas out west, you know, it's not a bad thing. You know, in an era of where we're facing the highest gas prices we've ever seen in our lifetime here, you know, the cool weather this week is probably not a bad thing. We're saving a few bucks on air conditioning, right? We don't have to use, you know, heat naturally cool our homes, but with air conditioning. So that's not a bad thing.
Absolutely. Bill Snyder is with WGN-TV. We're talking weather. If you've got a question, 312-981-7200. We'll talk about allergies, that beach hazard that is in effect right now, and the difference in temperatures between the lake and the western suburbs, and a few other things. But first, a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld. Another song that brings you back, Seals and Croft, and Jim Seals passed away at the age of 80. You remember that music, right, Bill?
You know what? I do, Lisa. A little, you know, it kind of goes back to my childhood, but I'll tell you, Summer Breeze, certainly that's one of my favorites. And every time when we finally get our first burst of warm weather of the season, that song comes to mind right away. It's just a great, great summer song.
Bill Snyder joins us on Chicago's Afternoon News. He's been Tom Skilling's producer and sidekick for 25-plus years. Somebody just said, they sent a text and said they were in Alaska last week and it was warmer there than it is here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That can happen. You know, again, Lisa, it's a lot of our weather is dictated by the jet stream. You know, the jet stream, of course, separates warm air from cool air. And when our jet stream buckles in from the northwest, it usually typically sets up a ridge out to the west. And that ridge, even, you know, while the warmest of weather is confined to the you know, the desert southwest and even parts of California, that ridge can extend north and go all the way up into Alaska. And it's not unusual, especially with the longer days that they have up there. You know, there's parts of Alaska that where the sun never sets. And you know, we're 2 weeks away from our longest day here on the 21st of the month. Our summer solstice
right.
is 2 weeks from today. But up in Alaska, it's remarkable. I think the, you know, Tom has a place up there, and I want to say in his area, the sun only goes down for about 5 hours a night.
Wow.
So that means, you know, 18 or 19 hours there's daylight.
Yeah.
So it's really amazing. And so, yeah, if the steering winds are set up in the right way, there's no question that they can get warmer than us. Not often, but it happens.
We've got a couple calls. Let's jump on the air with them. Hey, Mike, thanks for calling. What's your question for Bill Snyder?
Hey, thanks, Lisa. And Bill, my question is, it seems like we're losing our seasons around here in the Midwest. It seems like there's hardly any spring, and I have to plant stuff later, like in the vegetable garden and stuff, or cover with blankets if I plant, you know, around Mother's Day or whatever. And then during the fall, it doesn't seem like we're getting the fall colors or we're having that cool, nice weather, enjoyable, you know, during October.
It does seem like it's changing.
Right in from summer to winter, and then from winter to summer.
That's what everybody is saying, Bill. What can you say about that?
You know, I don't have any statistical data to support that, but I you're not the first person that said it, and I do think there is some truth to that in recent years. It feels like... and again, I don't know if this is just a recent trend because it's, you know, of course we only remember what's gone on the past few years and we have weather records that go back, you know, 150 years, but there's no question that it feels like our seasons have definitely lagged a bit where we tend to the warmer weather holds off a little bit and then into fall, even into the winter season, feel like the last couple of years our Novembers haven't been bad, and then even in December when you're kind of hoping for that white Christmas or some colder weather, it doesn't necessarily happen. I mean, you go back to last year, for example, and we had that horrific tornado outbreak and the devastating tornado that hit downstate and tragically perished. Some people perished from that. And then, you know, it seems like the colder weather takes a little while to get in here. So I again, I don't have a statistical basis for your observation, but I do think that it's you're not the only one that's noted it, and you know, our data does suggest that that's certainly been possible over the past couple of years. Whether that's going to be something that we see all the time, or if it's just, like I said, it's a recent trend in the past couple of years, remains to be seen. But we have had a La Nina, and you know, La Ninas and El Ninos definitely dictate our weather patterns. And for whatever reason, in La Ninas, they seem to extend the warmth into the fall. And that's been certainly the case the last couple of years. We'll see what happens this year, but excellent observation.
Okay, let's jump to the phone again. Hey, Bob, thanks for hanging on. What's your question for Bill? Oh, we lost him. He had a question. I think that you can easily answer this, too, because we've got a couple topics we want to cover here. But
yeah,
he wanted to know what is causing Lake Mead to drop so dramatically.
Well, I think it's just that simple, Lisa. It's the fact that they've had consistent below normal precipitation, and that's, you know, that's not only just in the desert locations, but it's also related to the mountainous regions where they rely so heavily on moisture from snowpack during the winter. And so the fact that they've been below normal in precipitation, not just this year or last year or the last few years, but since that's been a consistent trend over the past, you know, I'd say several decades, that's what's contributed to these low water levels. That's that simple. That plus the fact that it's been getting hotter. You know, when you get hotter, it evaporates more rapidly. And so I think the combination of all that has been a major factor.
I've always felt that when we have a beach hazard warning or a statement, that the people who need to hear it the most are not the people who are aware. And that's usually the tourists or younger people hanging out at the beach, because they're not following it on their phone or watching weather. But we do have a beach hazard statement today. What's the thought behind that, Lisa?
And, you know, honestly, I don't think that people, you know, people just assume that because it's June, it's safe to go out on the water. Well, we've had a stretch of northerly winds that's kicked up some high waves and rip currents. There are waves that are on Lake Michigan are 4 or 5 feet right now. So that means that anybody, you know, these are life-threatening swimming conditions. But first of all, it is just way too early for any kind of consistent swimming on any of our beaches. Even though when we get a warm day, you just, you know, the first thing you want to do is head to the beach and jump in the water. Our Lake Michigan water temperature is still 54 degrees at the shoreline, Lisa. If you go out and, you know, several feet further into the middle of the lake, it's in the 40s. And hypothermia can set in. If you're swimming in that water for 15 minutes, hypothermia can set in, and again, these are life-threatening conditions. And so, you know, it's always the frustrating part of our late spring, early summer here in Chicago, because we're anxious to get out there, we're anxious to go to the beach, we're anxious to swim, but it just takes a little time for that water to warm up. And so, you know, once we start getting more consistent warmth, which we haven't had yet, you know, we've had some warm spells. We had period of heat right after Mother's Day in the middle of May, and then we had an episode of warmth right around Memorial Day. But the first week so far of June has been cool. Temperatures I checked are running more than 8 degrees lower than the same period a year ago. So it's been a cool start to June, but you know, we're just getting started here. You know, the start of summer is still 2 weeks away. We've got plenty of time to get warm weather. And, you know, once we start getting more consistent warmth, then the lake temperatures will respond accordingly. So we just have to wait for that to happen. But it's a slow process, and we'd like it to happen a little faster than it is.
Yeah, we've got like 30 seconds left. This is the big separation of temperatures, 64 on the beach today, 72, maybe up to 74 in some of the western suburbs. What are we looking at for the next next 3 to 5 days?
Well, Lisa, tomorrow we got another weather system that's going to bring a chance of shower. So it's going to be a cool day. I think most of us are going to see temperatures not get out of the 60s at a time of the year when the normal high is supposed to be close to 80. However, we will warm up on Thursday. The sun will be back on Thursday. We'll be back into the 70s. See another weather system move through here on Friday, drop us down again to the low 70s, bring a chance of showers. Nothing serious, but just swiped by a weather system. And then we begin the warm up. And for anyone that's looking for real summer warmth, it's on the maps. And I think we'll start to see that take place this weekend. It'll be a cool start on Saturday, you know, with the temperatures in the low 70s. We should warm up into the upper 70s by Sunday. And by next week, we're seeing some signs of some real warmth. I think by next Tuesday, we're going to see temperatures warm back into the 90s. So it's going to feel like summer next week at this time.
Oh, that's good news. Bill Snyder, thank you for joining us. Lauren Lapka has your news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
WGN.